It is true that the most biodiverse and threatened regions are also those with the greatest number of poor people, as this map shows. The darker, intenser blues and reds are areas where both poverty is high and the number of threatened species are high. But does this mean poor people are causing the biodiversity crisis? Well, of course not. Such a statement borders on offensive. And yet slash-and-burn farming, collection of fuel wood, and hunting in the developing world are often implicated in biodiversity loss. Does this mean that poor people should bear a greater responsibility for conserving biodiversity? I think we would again agree that the answer is no. This pattern does indicate a disconcerting fact that biodiversity has not made the people who live closest to it wealthy. So, can conserving biodiversity be expected to alleviate poverty? I think the answer to this is also no, unless we recognize that the ultimate causes of biodiversity loss and poverty involve socioeconomic and political circumstances that extend far beyond the regions in which the greatest of both of these, threatened species and poverty, are found. In other words, it's the rest of the globe and all of us that have to address the problem of alleviating poverty and conserving biodiversity, not the people who happen to live in the areas where biodiversity is most threatened. Let's go into some depth of why I believe this.